At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Ooh, man, this is why you don't tailgate, especially like bigger trucks or buses or something like that. This is in Lee County, Florida. A Florida man was cited after wedging a car under a bus during the morning commute, authorities said. According to Lee County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded. Oh, my gosh. And you know what kind of car it was, too?
What?
A Jaguar.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I think if you wedge your Jaguar under a bus because you're tailgating, I should be able to beat your A-double snakes. It was 8:50 in the morning. The only reason that happened is because the guy was too close and not paying attention. There's no other reason for that. And it's wedged under. So this car's just jacked. And, you know, it's his fault, too. Deputies did cite the driver because he followed too closely. What do you think you're going to get out of tailgating a bus?
Right.
You know, what in the world do you think? That's so stupid. So what a dumb Florida man. Now his Jaguar is totally just rocked. It's totaled. When you wedge it under a bus, come on. A missing Florida man reunites with his canine weeks after a rescue. That's so sweet. This also in Lee County. A canine helped reunite an elderly man missing for nearly 24 hours with his son. The Lee County Sheriff's Office searched for the 79-year-old who went missing last month. They found him out in the cold in a preserve, and they ran straight to, when the son found out, he went right to the police, and they found him, and he was reunited with the bloodhound named Remy, the canine who found him. And that's very sweet. So there you go. There was a nice story to make up for the last one. Also, we've got a Florida teen got in trouble because he partied with drugs. Okay, that's everywhere. That's not really just Florida. That's
not news.
Let me pull up a couple. So this, we had the guy who went after the oh no, I really don't want to do this one. Oh, this one's bad. Okay, out of way. Okay, you guys know what thermos is, right?
Yeah.
And you know how big thermoses are?
Yeah.
Okay, like the Stanleys and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was in Polk County, and it was in Winter Haven, and a Florida man is in bigger trouble than he already was because he tried to smuggle an entire thermos inside of the Polk County Jail.
Okay.
Now, Walter Freimer, 51. He got arrested after a series of bizarre events that began with a call about a naked man in a public park restroom, which is never a good thing. When deputies arrived, he was fully clothed and let go with a warning. But he apparently ignored the break and then immediately crossed the street and trespassed onto nearby railroad tracks. And then deputies found him and meth on his person. And then, so he was like messing around. They were trying to get him to jail. He's messing around with stuff. And I don't know what happened, but they did a routine body scan when they were booking him into the jail. And they do it to prevent contraband from coming in. I'll just say the quote that Grady Judd said. He brought a thermos into the jail. That's right. He put it up the exit ramp. You know what I mean? Now, he admitted to having done this 24 hours earlier. They had to find a specialist to extract the thermos from the guy. He has 25 prior arrests, 5 stints in state prison, and then he also threatened to kill the deputy who arrested him. And Judd added that the deputy saved his life because apparently the thermos was very dangerous there where it was. And apparently that's where he stored his drugs. He was using a prison wallet outside of the jail. That's wild. Yeah, so 51 years old Walter Freimier. And he looks uncomfortable in his mugshot. I would be too, man, if that's, you know. I have no other commentary to add there. That's one that even surprises me. It surprised the hell out of them. You imagine being a deputy and you're putting this guy through the body scan and you see a whole A double snakes thermos and this guy's whole A double snakes. I mean, good night. I can't even believe he was walking. No, there's nothing in the story or even in the report that details that this man had difficulty walking or sitting down in the police cruiser. I mean, he had to ride in the cruiser to jail with the thermos up his backside. Oh my gosh. I can't even. Oh man. So, I don't know. They're always going to find something. Let's just be aware. They will always find something. All right. So, coming up, let me just set the table for you. In France, the way that the media has been describing this is pretty crazy. So, in France, French police are investigating the beating of a guy who was apparently protecting a couple of feminists, Quentin Durenc. A 23-year-old student, and he's apparently a conservative. They call him a fervent nationalist, so he's a conservative. He was beaten by a group of Antifa in Lyon. They beat him to death. France's left is still violent and bloodthirsty. They beat him to death. And the way that the media has been very, very careful over in Europe to downplay this. Very careful to try to downplay and say, oh, no, no, it's not. The folks who help make the program possible, it is the friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor can give you relief from your everyday aches and pains. You don't have to make pain something that is part of your daily normal life. You can actually start the process of feeling better and reclaiming your life with their 3-week quick start program. Relief Factor supports your body's natural inflammatory response. It causes aches and soreness and stiffness and discomfort from exercise and daily activities. It targets inflammation that can keep you from exercising and enjoying the things you love with greater freedom and mobility. It's 100% drug-free, made with research-backed ingredients, including omega-3s, resveratrol, all designed to support relief from everyday exercise-related, anything related, age-related discomfort. So try for yourself 3-week quick start. See how Relief Factor could be your game changer. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here. You know, I always liked U2. I've seen them in concert before. I've seen them live. I always liked their songs. In fact, Beautiful Day was the song that came out when my first son was born. And I was like, oh, that's kind of like his, you know, his song. I think everybody has their own sort of song. I don't know why they would do this. It's not like they haven't been political before. But the last time that they did a song like this, I mean, they've done songs about the Troubles. They did songs about Martin Luther King Jr., In the Name of Love specifically. And I don't I don't know why they did this track. So the headline for this is that U2 has decided to release a song, a tribute song called American Obituary, about Renee Good, the lady who tried running over ICE agents in Minneapolis. So, yes, you can take it as a condemnation. It's a six-track EP. I mean, nothing says making, I'm going to release a political statement and monetize the hell out of it like this, right? So, American Obituary is the song. And, we can't really play it. It's a four-minute song. And
we can't for radio, but we can't.
Yeah, we can't on TV because the first does not have any licensing. So the lyrics say, quote, Renee Good, born to die free, American mother of three, because free and three rhyme. Seventh day, January.
Oh, that rhymes.
A bullet for each child you see. The color of her eye, 9:30, Minneapolis, to desecrate domestic bliss. Three bullets blast, three babies kissed. Renee, the domestic terrorist?
Oh, boy, no.
Okay, this is as bad as when Neil Young did the album Mirrorball, and he had the song called Downtown, which is the dumbest lyric still, except for right now. These actually win, so Neil Young can step down. He says, America will rise against the people of the lie. That's the chorus in the song. Wow. It's titled Days of Ash is the EP. And it was released, of course, on Ash Wednesday. Wow. They also have a poem set to music called Wild Peace by an Israeli poet. I don't know. Why do they have to do this? Renee Good tried to run over an ICE agent after impeding a federal investigation to save a violent criminal illegal alien. Why in the world? Why didn't U2 write a song about the victims of the illegal aliens that ICE are going to catch? I mean, why didn't they do that? Why didn't they write a song about Jameel Shaw Jr., a young boy who was killed by illegal immigrants? Why didn't they write a song about America Thayer? America Thayer was the woman who was beheaded by an illegal alien in Minnesota. Her boyfriend was an illegal immigrant from Cuba. He had a history of domestic violence. He was a very violent person. He was deported repeatedly. And he murdered her, cut her head off. He murdered her and cut her head off. He's the type of person that ICE go and detain. ICE, by the way, was involved in this case. Why didn't you two write the song about America Thayer? She was decapitated in the street by an illegal alien. Was her story not worthy of being memorialized in prose by you two? Did Edge not have any kind of riff to write for her? Curious. I wasn't the only one. I mean, there's others. There was also an illegal immigrant who killed another woman, Megan Case. She was found in the storage container in the yard of an illegal immigrant who illegally entered repeatedly from Mexico. She also was decapitated. Her body was doused in bleach because the illegal alien was trying to hide his crime. But there was no song from U2 about Megan Case. I guess they don't care about the victims. I think it's completely fair to ask that. If you're going to write a song about a woman who tried murdering the agents that are bringing these violent criminals into custody, then I think it's pretty easy and safe to ask, where's the songs about the victims of these incidents? Or what about the illegal alien that had beheaded another American in Dallas back in September of 25? Chandra Nagamala, who is a legal immigrant, was beheaded by an illegal immigrant, which goes to show you what I've always said, that some of the most disproportionately affected people are the legal immigrants, the Americans that come here from other countries and become American. I mean, this, I can go on and on. I'm happy to. What about Jocelyn Nungre? Was she not worthy of a song by U2? How is it that you hear all of these stories and you have no sympathy, nothing moves you to prose or to song, but then you see Renee Good running over an ICE agent and that does? Don't act like you're some kind of revolutionary. You're on the side of the state here. Because it's the left that wants to use the state to completely tear down the borders and completely obliterate American sovereignty. All because they can't win elections on their own. I don't think that you get a pass for that. I would love to see a reporter ask them, where's the song for all of these other, all of the victims of these criminal illegal aliens? The ones that have been hiding in these sanctuary states, the ones that have been getting repeatedly released by these weak judges, the ones that the families had to fight for justice, they had to even fight for recognition. I mean, this is insane. And I don't know, this is not an album I'm going to be getting. Not an album I'm going to be getting. Well, yeah, they know. Well, they know politics sell. But I think that you're callous and cold-hearted and ungodly if you're making a song about a woman who tried to actually kill an agent. She floored it. And remember, the left kept changing their story on it. No, she didn't hit him at all. Oh, well, he just got a bruise. Well, which is it? How did he get the bruise? She didn't just stare at him and make one appear on his skin. How did he get it? No, why? No song for America there. You know, by the way, she was beheaded with a machete. It wasn't an easy cut. He had to hack her head off. She wasn't killed instantly. Oh, I feel like people need to know these details. I feel like Bono should be forcibly sat down, Clockwork Orange style, and shown all of these cases, and shown the crime scene photos, and told about how some of these victims had absolute gut-wrenching fear in their minds and hearts up until the last breath that they took. I think Bono should be forced to go to where Jamil Shah Jr. was gunned down by a group of illegal aliens. An honors kid, an absolute athlete. His mother was serving in our military overseas. His father home preparing dinner. And Jamil Shah Jr. is walking back from basketball or football practice. And one of the illegal aliens thought that the color of his jersey, because he had his pads and all that, I mean, it was like, you know, an after school special. He's walking home from school. They thought he was maybe with another gang, and they get out and they hassle him, and he tries running and they shot and killed him. And Jamil Shah Sr. heard the gunshots. He sensed something was wrong, stepped out on the front porch and heard the gunshots. According to eyewitness reports, he ran down the street and he got there as his son died in his arms while his wife was serving our military, our country overseas. But I guess Bono didn't feel prevailed upon to write a song about Jamil Shah Jr. or about America Thayer, who had to watch her illegal alien murderer try to hack her head off before the light left her eyes. Look, you can have those words for free, Bono, if that helps you, like, I don't know, find some kind of humanity in yourself and write a song about that. So spare me your preening fake holiness, your fake empathy, your fake concern. Spare me all of it. It's empty. It's soulless, just like this album and song. It's just offensive. It's offensive to art. So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability, and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most, that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on new window treatments at Blinds.com. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered to your door fast and free. With over 25 million windows covered and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love.
Shop up to 50% off site-wide plus a free professional measure during the President's Day Mega Sale. Last chance happening right now at Blinds.com. Terms apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So blockbuster snowfall could be brewing for the weekend. This is crazy. The computer models, they don't agree about the forecast. Some are suggesting that it could be another major snowstorm. I think, can we be done with snow? I know that stupid Rhett was like, hey guys, we're going to have like 11,000 more weeks of winter, but can we just like not, can we just get around this? Can we just be done with winter? It's harassment at this point. It's not winter, it's harassment. Let's agree to that. Additionally, this is wild. The grandson of the Reese's candy founder, they allege that Hershey switched to cheaper ingredients, and it sparked this giant family feud. I didn't know that there was a family. I didn't know that they had any kind. I mean, they're candy people. I didn't know that they had any kind of problems at all. But the grandson, they said they switched to cheaper ingredients. That seems like the most meanest insult you could give to somebody. Your candy's cheap, and you use cheap stuff, losers. So Brad Reese, their actual name is Reese's. H.B. Reese. I didn't know that. 70. He invented the Reese's peanut butter cups and all that. They said that Hershey swapped out milk chocolate for cheap compound coating made from vegetable oil. And he claims that Hershey also replaced real peanut butter with peanut butter flavored cream. And he goes, I can't just let go. He said in a post to the told the West Palm Beach Post. He's like, I can't let it go. He said that they lowered the quality of ingredients. And they're charging the same price and they're giving you smaller product size. He said, I'm really embarrassed as a member of the Reese family. Hershey said that everything is still made with peanut butter and chocolate, though they said they made recipe adjustments in new products to allow them to make new shapes, sizes, and innovations. I don't know about that. What do you mean new recipe? What does that mean? That sounds sketch. That sounds totally sus. So they even started fighting with like LinkedIn posts. And one of them, this is how crazy it is. One of the messages said, Brad, this is your cousin Becky. You've created a nightmare for our family and the company. Oh my gosh. So now the whole family is fighting over it. But I feel like that's not something that he would just make up out of the ether. You know what I mean? That's not something you just immediately, I'm going to accuse you of using chocolate compounds made with oil, vegetable oil instead. That's a weird flex. Billionaires' low taxes are becoming a problem for the economy, says this stupid piece in the Wall Street Journal. They say tax avoidance by the super wealthy is an economic issue as well as a political one. It's not, though. You know what? It's not your money. You can't just spend like, you know, a bunch of drunken whores and then act like everybody else has to sit here and make up for the expense, make up for the loss, make up for what you spent. That's not how any of this works. So, I mean, it's not surprising. It's an editorial, so it's not like an actual rerun as a for real legit story in the Wall Street Journal. But the fact that it's there just shows the amount of, I don't know, I would say economic illiteracy in this country. and federal officials are split on where interest rates should go. According to the debate, their meeting minutes, divided Fed officials at the January meeting indicated further interest rate cuts should be paused for now, and they could resume them sometime later in the year, only if inflation cooperates. Keynes loves this story. It's his best friend.
I hate it.
You're going to go to JCPenney and get a beautiful photo with it.
I love
it so much. I mean, I feel like this is every month. Are we going to get lower rates? And then it's Lucy with the football. Nope. No, you're not. Not at all. So coming up, we got a lot of stuff to hit. The latest with, so in the UK, wait until I tell you what this ad campaign got in trouble for. They were talking about crime. We got some GOP stuff and woke Reich. And what does it mean to get detained at an airport? Stick with us. There's new video that's come out, and I have a post about this where I think some people don't know what it means to be detained in the airport. And I explained a little bit about this earlier, how, you know, at airports, they have security at airports, right? You have airport security. You have TSA. I think that airlines should privatize security. I've said this forever, I think, even before I got into radio. And, I mean, you're talking about, I get they need security. You have giant metal tubes full of gas that could absolutely be used to just annihilate all of us. I get this. And nobody knows this better than a place like Israel, because they're surrounded by enemies on three sides and they got the seat at their back. And we've talked a lot about the Israelification of airports, because the way that they do security is more effective than the way that we approach it here federally with airports. And it's very effective. And Tucker Carlson went to Israel yesterday. I think it was a stunt. And I got to say, somebody was very friendly with him for a very long time. I don't know what the hell's going on. And I'm not going to, and I don't owe my loyalty to anyone who's never given, who's never made me, anybody's ever made me question there. So let's just put that aside. But if you're going to go all the way to Israel, I would think that you would leave the airport at least. If you're going to go over to Israel and you're going to make a big deal, he wanted to interview Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee, who is the ambassador to Israel, granted the interview, met him in the VIP lounge at the airport, and they did the interview and then he left. And one of the things that he's been saying for quite a long time is apparently that he thinks that there are no Christians in Israel, or that they're like beaten like dogs or something. I don't know, which isn't the case. I mean, we've had on Christians from Israel on this program before. And he was invited by a number of Christian groups to go and visit with them. The population over there has actually expanded. That's not the point of this, you know, segment. But the reason I bring it up is, if you're making those claims and those groups are reaching out to you to invite you to come and see for yourself, firsthand experience, you know, doing journalism, what the truth really is, wouldn't you take them up on that? Because Tucker didn't, and I don't understand why. So we just went to the airport, talked to Huckabee, and then left. And then all of a sudden, there was like a headline that was done on Daily Mail. It came out over Daily Mail, and it was from, which I think is important, a former Daily Caller staffer who worked at Daily Caller when Tucker was running it. So now he's at Daily Mail, and he gets the exclusive, which is easy to do if you worked with the person before and they were your former boss. It's easy to get the exclusive. I'll explain this video in a minute. We don't need it just yet. So the accusation was that he was detained at the airport. The way that they wrote it was that it was like he was arrested, right? That Israel swooped in. And he said, the headline, Tucker Carlson detained in Israel, journalists dragged into interrogation room as explosive interview sparks diplomatic firestorm. So that was the headline. That went everywhere. And it was like that for about 40 minutes until the pushback started. Today, you're not seeing the article at all. Weird, isn't it? How the story almost went away, except now we can bring this video in, except for now the release of this video, which we're showing you right now. Oilio London TV has the video, and that's in the VIP lounge, and that's Tucker there. I thought he was supposed to be detained. I guess those are the two guys that he said he met. He said he and his staff were detained in Israel following the interview with Mike Huckabee. They flew into Tel Aviv, and he told Daily Mail, exclusively, he told his former staffer, Philip Nieto, who's writing a Daily Mail, that Israeli officials confiscated his passport and hauled his colleagues off to an interrogation room. He added, men who identified themselves as airport security took our passports, hauled our executive producer in a side room, and demanded to know what we spoke to Ambassador Huckabee about. It is bizarre, and we are now out of the country. Did that look like everything that you saw? By the way, the way that it worked and the way that people said he was in just in a separate room in the VIP lounge. And apparently they ask everybody this. The only reason that it happened in a little VIP lounge is because Tucker didn't fly commercial. He had a private jet that he zoomed in on. He flew in on a big old private jet and in and out for this interview. And it makes me wonder, did the interview go badly and he had to create something out of the trip and expense to try to salvage it? I don't understand it. So security screenings at an airport, I'm so shocked and surprised, right? And apparently the guys who identified themselves as airport security, they took him to a private room within the VIP lounge for screening. And that's one of the things that Huckabee had said. Huckabee said, yeah, everybody who comes in and out of Israel, every country for that matter, has passports checked and they're routinely asked security questions. Even me going in and out with diplomatic passport and diplomatic visa. Even our embassy said the same thing. We had a spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy in Israel. They denied, this is the Trump U.S. Embassy in Israel, they denied that Carlson was detained and claimed that he, quote, received the same passport control questions that countless visitors to Israel, including Ambassador Huckabee and other diplomats, receive as part of normal entrance and exit from Israel. It is not accurate that Israel was only going to let him in for the interview. The only engagement that the embassy had with Israel about his visit, they said in their statement, was to coordinate his private plane landing as part of facilitating a seamless visit. It was Tucker who chose only to come into the country for a few hours and depart. And he received the same positive treatment that of any visitors to Israel. The airport also said, no, Carlson and his entourage were not detained, delayed, or interrogated. Other frequent visitors to the airport, some who are on the far left, said the same thing. They're like, yeah, they take every foreign passport. They do that. Another added, yes, they scrutinize it. They interrogate every person about who they are and what they're doing. They ask questions. I've been in areas where they practice this type of security, and they do. They ask you questions. They're not even listening to your answers. They're just watching you. It's not even about the question. It's about you and your behavior. But he apparently believes that he should be excluded from the same screenings as everybody else that celebrities and politicians are subjected to undergo, right? And then, of course, you had Marjorie Taylor Greene, the former congressperson who increased her net worth in Congress from $700,000 to over $23 million, probably not at all from insider trading, who immediately was like, oh my gosh, Israel and Mossad. So the crazy thing is that this was a really good opportunity for real journalism and truth telling that didn't happen. And why lie about it? Why in the world would you lie about something like this? That's the thing it blows the mind. Why would you lie about this? Yeah, it was like, you know, he acts like he was detained at the airport. That's like saying, oh, I was murdered. What is that from Reno 911? Is that Reno 911? Yeah.
You got it?
I was murdered. It was like that.
You were not.
See?
I was murdered.
You were murdered. Okay, you obviously weren't murdered because you're alive and you're basically intact. You weren't murdered, buddy.
You were murdered, buddy. You weren't detained, buddy. You were just asked some security questions, buddy, just like everybody else was. Why make that up? Why completely fabricate the story? And I'm so tired of people on the right using drama as a vehicle for clout. It just makes zero sense. I mean, unless the goal is to foment the appearance of, you know, some type of international incident and try to market division, which was that the goal? I mean, and as I said yesterday, I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's a ton of CCTV footage that shows exactly what happened. And lo and behold, there is. And it shows in the video that we were playing for you. I mean, you can see he's just hanging out. He's taking pictures, all of that. And he acted like he was saying that he had to flee the country. Why in the world, why are you so dramatic? He took a picture outside of the airport just to prove that he was there. And then he never left the airport. He stayed there for what, like 3 hours? He never left. And he refused to actually go out. He didn't want to meet with any Christians there. Christ is king and all. Didn't want to meet with any Christians. Didn't want to, you know, actually investigate the claims that he's been making. He repeats, and I wrote about this at the time, you know, he had on George Stephanopoulos' sister, the woman who repeats verbatim Hamas propaganda. I know, Christ is king, but let's go and simp for the Islamists, right? She was one of the first people that was promoting the whole there's no Christians in Israel lie. And that's when we had on Shadi, who's our friend who lives in Israel. He's a Christian. And he was like, what in the world? Why would you erase the thousands of Christians that live there? Why in the thousands and thousands? Why would you erase that? Why would you? That doesn't make any sense. And their population has only grown. And I just don't understand. If you're there, I know if I'm doing this, if I'm him, and I'm making claims that there are no Christians in Israel, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be walking around the country, and I'll try to be very surreptitious about it and maybe duplicitous. Oh, yes, let me go look at this. I'm going to try to find a way to confirm what I'm saying. And maybe the reason that he didn't do that is because he knew that he couldn't. He knew that the community has been expanding. How are you going to pretend to advocate for Christ while you also deny Christ's existence in all of these disciples in Israel? You can't do both. You cannot have it both ways. You can't pretend to represent the Lord and simp for the devil. So which is it? How are you going over there and you're not even leaving the airport to do the thing that you say you do, which is journalism? And where are the people on the right that would absolutely waylay the left for pulling a stunt like this? This is no different than all of the garbage that we see with legacy media. There is literally nothing different about it. This is absolutely, I want to point out to you that this story and the story with James Tallarico and his false claims about the FCC are virtually the same. You have two leftists who are making BS claims about something that we all know are absolutely false. An embarrassing stunt is the best way to describe both of these incidents. Tallarico and Colbert acting like the Trump FCC was kneecapping them when this is established law, and Tucker going to Israel acting like, oh, look, they detained me and there's no Christians here, when there are tons of Christians there and no one detained him. This is a hallmark of the left. When people show you who they are, believe them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Bottles, cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, real kombucha. Synergy supports mind and body through your gut with 9 billion probiotics. Yep, 9 billion probiotics. Can you even count that high? In flavors you will love. No hype, just quality, taste, and real benefits. That's kombucha made the right way. Don't chase fads. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code TheRealKombucha to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.